Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Now from Zion and Nez, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon, as it says, Rabbi Shua ben Azayin, Shaila, what's the din with Beina Beinayin Lagabe Kmitza? Kayin does Kmitza, what's the din with the flower that sticks between the fingers? Rabbi Papa explains that whatever's on the inside is Kaimitz, whatever's the outside is Shirayim, but in between, what's the Shaila? The Gemara says, Basa the Bay Had the Pashta, Beina Beinayim Sveikihi. Bein rhymes a suffix. Shaila is, Shainim will ask, what's the pshitas? He said it's a suffix. What's the pshitas said it's a suffix? And Taisa says of Pshat, that Dazai, he wanted to replace it to suffix. And he came out that no, it's going to remain the suffix. We don't have a pshitas to it. And there's halacha, what to do? So you have to go, and like the Gemara says, you have to do the kaimitz first, because otherwise you'll have a problem on the tzadit shirayim, shayim, shchosu, mikimitzu, like tara. But even if you do the kaimitz first, you'll have a problem called shemenu le'ishim. After you mark the shem etzim, you need kani shmeni, like the Gemara says. But that's it, then it's a suffix. Then Taisa says a very interesting shot. Second shot. That is, the Gemara had a tzad, that maybe it's neither. It's neither kaimitz nor shirayim. It's tevel kishahaya. And that tzad, it's tevel kishahaya. Why? Because the kain's das is not to make the kaimitz on that. Well, the mice is not included in the kaimitz. But his das is that the kaimitz should be the inside and the shirayim should be the outside. And his das is not to address the beini beini. That's an interesting shot. So the Achreinim, then he says that v'nafka mina, if it gets nisariv with some chulin, so if it's either shirayim or kaimitz, so then it'll be batal. But if it's tevel, tevel is not batal. That's the halacha, tevel is not batal. Chayinim abad, the tevel is not batal either because of a svar ketere kachisurei, just like chita achas is pateres is a kri, so in only one mashu is matter, so who within one mashu asers, or it's because the davash sheish lematirin, here you don't really have these svaris. Al kaponim, that's one kasha on Taisus that Chayinim address. But I think Taisus is saying a tremendous chiddush. First of all, that there's an issa tevel on flour before the kmitza. Ad kadekach, that he says, as it didn't tevel, then it's not batel. Chayr is no issa tevel. Tevel is by truma and maisis. This is an issa tevel. Flour before kmitza is a pshat. It's like before you do the avodah, before you do the hersa kaimitz. So it's a karm without a matter. It's like a carbon that doesn't have zrikas adam. Where did Taisus get this issa tevel from? Another thing which is the chayr very madna is that Taisus says that the kain's das was that the inside should be the kaimitz, the outside should be the shirayim, and he's not addressing the in-between. It's telling him, if he makes a kmitza, so the kmitza, the male is matter the shirayim. He has to have in mind the shirayim, the shirayim, it's like chumas the maestris. Now, the Maseris of Shas is Mitzayin and Gemara Menachas, which sounds like it's badas the kaim, but that Gemara was talking about there, that you have a mincha, which is an isari, and you lost half of the mincha, and you mafresh another isari, and then you found the other half. So the Kayin can decide when he does a kmitza, what does he want the mincha to be? The original mincha that was lost, but now you found it again? Or the replacement mincha? That's takatoli in the das of the Kayin, because either one could be the carbon. But he has one carbon. He just decides that part of the carbon should be nitta by the kaimitz, and that's what makes it not nitta. It gives it an issa of tevel. It's a very interesting thing. And also, why should the Kayin do that? First epis? First epis, the kain shouldn't be matter the bein benayim. He wants dafka, the gavoy should be kaimitz, and the outside should be shirayim, and the bein benayim should be nothing. First epis, why shouldn't it be matter? Why make problems like that? But anyway, that's what Taisa says. Very interesting. But that's like a havin of the Gemara. The Ritva says, anayim pshat. What does it mean, bein benayim sveikihi? It's not clear what the Ritva means, but I think the Ritva means he compares it to bein hashmashas. He says, is both kaimitz and shirayim mixed in? Just like Bein HaShmashish, which is a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, which means it's both Yom and Laila mixed in. I think what he means is, Rabbi Aaron says, a Gemaldik Yisayin in Bein HaShmashish, as I learn, that Chazal, Bein HaShmashish, Suffolk means we don't know, Chazal doesn't know when the day ends exactly. The beginning of Bein HaShmashish, the end of Bein HaShmashish, the middle of Bein HaShmashish, we don't know. Rabbi Aaron was learning, at least in Rashi, to know. It's a halacha of a Suffolk. There's some night there, there's some day there. The halacha dance like a Suffolk. That's the halacha. Not that we don't know. But the halacha is considered a suffix. As the Ritva is mash, by the way, he says that Bein HaBnayim Sveikihi means there's both kaimitz and shirayim mixed in, and just like Ben Hashmash, it has both Yom and Laila mixed in. Sounds like he's saying it's a din suffix, has both. On one hand it's Yerayim, on one hand it's Kaim. It's just like Ben Hashmash, on one hand it's Yom, on one hand it's Laila. Lemaisa, and the Rambam doesn't bring down the din of Ben Hashmash at all. He leaves it out. Shaila is exactly why. Why didn't the Rambam bring it down? So it could be the pshat is, I saw this in the Sijet Harris, that the Rambam also, he leaves out the Tzavei de Kashish of Mikdash, he leaves out the dinner, Ketzit Chayf V'shol Shitzvei Sova Pisas Yadeh. The Rambam says, how do you do a Kmitza? Could it come see and see? The way people do a Kmitza. As we state in the Rambam, that's the way you do it, you take that Tzvei Sova Pas Yadeh, he doesn't say three Tzvei Sova, he doesn't say Yemeichik with the Gaidel, with the thing, and the Ramir Kurgis brings the Perish Mishnayis to the Rambam that says, we take no pass the way, we pass it to Kam Tzienchi. So the Chayav that would also answer Beinim Binayim. If we pass it to Kam Tzienchi, Beinim Binayim is also to Kam Tzienchi, and that's where the Rambam holds as part of the Kaimitz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.